Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner and Ted Mooney with update number 53 for the week of December 3rd, 2007. Here are excerpts from NASF's government relations news items for November 2007. Item: DHS issues revised list of chemical and threshold levels for chemical facility security regulations. On November 20, 2007, DHS released a revised final rule and Appendix A list of chemicals. The Appendix A list of chemicals provides screening threshold quantities that trigger reporting requirements for facilities that possess chemicals of interest that may pose a potential security threat. All facilities that possess chemicals listed in Appendix A at or above the screening threshold quantities must submit a Chemical Security Assessment Tool top screen by January 18, 2008. To register and submit the CSAT top screen, facilities should visit www.dhs.gov/chemicalsecurity. The CSAT top screen questions and user manual are also available online at the DHS website. Item: EPA proposed area source rule for paint stripping and miscellaneous surface coating. On September 17, 2007, EPA proposed national emission standards for hazardous air pollutants for area sources at paint stripping and miscellaneous surface coating operations. While the proposed rule is not applicable to plating processes, it does cover a variety of painting operations. To reduce hazardous air pollutant emissions, the proposed GACT standard focuses on reducing or eliminating the use of methylene chloride for paint stripping. For paint spraying operations, EPA proposed the following controls. 1. Improve transfer efficiencies of spray painting. 2. Conduct spray painting in a spray booth with at least 3 walls. 3. Use fiberglass or polyester fiber filters for the ventilated air from the spray booth. And 4. Training and certification for workers that are doing the spray painting. Item: European Union denies exemption for the use of hexavalent chromium for electrical and electronic equipment. The European Union continues to issue regulatory directives restricting or limiting the use of metals in products such as the ELV, RoHS, and Wii. In late 2006, the EU initiated a stakeholder consultation process to examine whether an exemption for the use of hexavalent chromium for electrical and electronic equipment was appropriate. In January 2007, the industry submitted comments to the EU on a proposed exemption for the use of hexavalent chromium plating for electrical and electronic equipment. The comments cited the need for hexavalent chromium plating for corrosion resistance and good electrical conductivity. The EU recently decided to deny the exemption request, citing the availability of alternatives to hexavalent chromium coatings for electrical and electronic equipment. For more information about the industry-related government relations activities discussed here, please visit the official website of the National Association for Surface Finishing at www.nasf.org or contact headquarters at 202-457-8404. You can also contact the NASF policy arm, the Policy Group, directly at 202-457-0630.
You may have heard about and be wondering about the phenomena called social networking. This craze hit the young people first. It's estimated that 80% of all Americans in the 18 to 24 age group have accounts with MySpace or Facebook. But there's no particular reason that technology is not of use to their elders. It's a little hard to explain what it's about, except to say that it's an incredibly powerful software system that keeps you appraised of what your friends and peers are up to. Anyway, now you have an excuse to sign up and find out what it's about, because we've established a metal finishing group on Facebook. So, sign up on Facebook, it's free, and join the group Metal Finishing. Warning: keep your personal profile page brief and vague until you've seen how it works, because you'll probably find the potential for invasion of privacy rather shocking.
Here's the calendar of events for the month of December. On December 4th, the Milwaukee branch of the AESF will have their annual Sustaining Members Night at the Porterhouse Steakhouse in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Speaker will be Ray Lucas about the current state of the NASF. Also taking place will be their annual December meeting gift exchange, so please bring a $10 gift. On December 7th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will have their Christmas outing Spouses Night on the General Jackson Showboat in Nashville, Tennessee. The night includes a three-course dinner and Christmas on the Cumberland Holiday Show. On December 9th, the Surface Technology Association will have their 2007 STA Fall Outing at Point Candlestick State Reserve in San Francisco, California, with the San Francisco 49ers versus the Minnesota Vikings tailgate party and football game. And on December 13th, the Chicago branch of the AESF will have their Christmas party at Angelo's in Elmhurst, Illinois. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage.
If you go to Amazon by following a link from another site, rather than by typing Amazon.com into your browser's address bar, the site which sent you gets a substantial commission. For the month of December, Finishing.com will forward all of the Amazon commission we earn to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, the world's principal weapon in the war against childhood cancer. So please, if you're going to shop at Amazon, follow a link from Finishing.com every time. It is such a painless, cost-free way to fund a great cause. Until next week, for Kate and myself, thanks for listening.